Pope Benedict called on Angola's faithful Saturday to be a saving force in their country. John Baptist Tumusiimi tells us what the Pope had to say during a liturgy in Luanda for religious and lay catechists.
The liturgical function was celebrated at the Church of St. Paul, the patron of Angola's capital, Luanda.
Seja esta o nosso propósito comum, fazermos.
Dear brothers and sisters, the Pope said, I feel great joy to be here today with you, my fellow workers in the Lord's vineyard, where you labor daily to prepare the wine of divine mercy and to pour it out as balm on the wounds of your people who have suffered so many tribulations.
Abracemos a sua vontade.
He said he declared the Pauline year so that the faithful can learn from St. Paul how to know Jesus Christ more fully. St. Paul, one time a persecutor of the church, he explained, changed his life when he encountered Christ. From then, he began to see everything in the light of the Savior.
É uma obrigação que me foi imposta. Ai de mim se não evangelizar. Amen.
He invited them to carry the message of Christ to their fellow citizens who still live in fear of spirits and other threatening powers, and some of whom even go to the extent of condemning street children and the elderly as wizards. He asked them to go and proclaim the triumphant Jesus without fear, because it is their duty to offer everyone the possibility to know Christ.
Late Friday, the Pope met the country's bishops and encouraged them in their pastoral mission.
Angola marks this year 517 years of evangelization. The Holy Father said one of the challenges to evangelization today is the widespread attitude that negates God as the absolute truth. But, he noted, Christian hope is rooted in Jesus Christ. He explained the future of the faith lies in education. For that reason, since the church in Angola enjoys renowned education institutions, it can use them to make the Catholic voice heard in discussions of issues affecting national life. Similarly, it can use them to explore, in the light of faith, the questions emerging from science. The Pope noted that media of communication play an important role today in shaping models of behavior. Families, he said, are particularly in need of evangelization and practical support. He called upon the bishops to defend the family, the sacredness of human life, and the value of the institution of marriage. This can be done by promoting the proper role of the family in the church and in society, and at the same time demanding that the state puts in place economic and legislative measures that enable the family to bear and raise children. From Luanda in Angola, this is John Baptist Tumusiimi.